This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. Robbie in the studio, Dean live from Collingwood. How are you travelling, Dean?
I'm absolutely wonderful from Joy Studios in Collingwood. Now, Robbie, do you remember your first day at high school?
You know what, Dean? I don't remember anything before the age of 19. So either that means it was really, really, really good or really, really, really bad.
Well, I had two first days in high school because I changed schools after the school I was originally in shut down. So I had two very different experiences. But imagine what it would be like for you if you're a young transgender girl and you're stepping into high school for the first time, a new day, new dawn, new high school. It's your first day of high school, and you're stepping in as you, and everyone meeting you and seeing you as you in a completely different way to what your other friends may have known you as before, and what that must feel like for someone. Mm. Pretty daunting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's extremely daunting. It's you know, and it's something that we didn't have to go through and don't necessarily have a direct understanding of. So it's really great that we've got people who are able to share their stories.
Well, what's really exciting is a year ago, ABC made a pilot called First Day, and it was the story of Hannah, who actually went to school. It was her first day at high school. It was the pilot episode, and it was her first day, and what was it like for her? And it starred young actress Evie McDonald, and was really well received. Was really exciting, so much so that it was turned into a 4-part series, which is absolutely exciting. And I'm really chuffed because it premieres on ABC Me on Monday night. It's a 4-part series, and I got to speak to the lovely Evie McDonald to talk, and she told me what it was all like and what it was all about, and what it was like actually showing this side. And this is her first acting role. It's pretty exciting.
Filming the pilot compared to filming this was, like, so different. Like, when we film the pilot, it's my first thing. I was pretty pumped and everything. But filming this TV series and having more to it and the more people on board, the more cast and all of that, it felt more real. And overall, it was a pretty great experience. It was pretty exciting. It was, like, wow, this is like my first big thing, and I don't know how to explain it. It's just pretty magical.
It must be pretty exciting as well to be able to tell a story like First Day, which is about a transgender girl's first year of high school, and that's something that you've also gone through and experienced yourself.
Well, I also found it really important being trans myself to play a trans role and have more diversity on screen and everything, because to me, that's really important, and this role that I played, it was just amazing. So, you know, playing Hannah, a trans teenager, and having that come out as a 4-part series, having it bigger, it meant something more.
Do we get to experience a little bit more so it's not just about Hannah's school but also her family as well?
Well, in the 4-part, we see a lot more of Hannah's home life, we see a lot more of her friendships. And we also get a part where you actually see all these characters evolve and how they get better over time and everything. And it was really amazing to watch and, you know, and film and everything, because it was just such a beautiful script that it worked so well. And it's going to give the audience an insight of seeing, wow, Hannah's just like a normal girl. There's no reason that we should be setting her apart. And that is exactly what I want the audience to take away.
I'm just so excited. I was given the screener by the ABC to be able to watch some, but I've just kept watching the preview because I want to watch it with my nieces and nephews starting from Monday and experience it the same way that everyone else gets to. But it must have been really exciting to be able to not just go from the 4-parter, but when you were actually filming the pilot and this was your first role to be performing, it must have been really exciting for you.
Yeah, like, I feel like it's pretty fun to film something, but it's a whole different experience for other people to see it, you know? Like, and also seeing it all come together, that was, to me, was just amazing, because when you film stuff, it's, like, all jumbled up, but then to see it come all together and you go, oh, wait, I didn't know that that goes there or that scene's before this. Like, it's really cool just seeing that happen.
Are you nervous for everyone to be seeing it or just really excited?
Oh, it's a bit of both. I'm nervous because, like, all my classmates, they all want to watch and they're like, oh, I'm really excited. I can't wait to see it. And I'm just like, I'm excited too, but, like, I also hope that people take it the way I hope they take it because it's a beautiful script, as I said before and stuff, and I really want people to watch it and go, oh, so, like, it's not what we thought it was. You're basically just, like, a normal person, you know?
I mean, that's how I see it. I guess that's how a lot of our listeners would see this story as well. It's not the story of someone different than anyone else. It's just another teenager's first day at school, but they have all this added pressure and things that they have to deal with. And I think it's really important that we get to see the stories of transgender children up on our screens. And it's really wonderful that you and everyone who's worked together to make this happen. It was written and directed by Julie Carliffe and produced by Kirsty Stark and Kate Crosser and co-produced by Kate Butler and Julie Carliffe and all the work in which they've done to help tell this story as well. Many of our listeners would already know you because you've been a massive advocate. You have spoken up for yourself. You've did your video to the Prime Minister, which was on the project, which we all loved watching. So many of us would always already be familiar with you being an advocate. But it's nice for us to get to see you being a kid, doing your job, being performing and seeing that side of things as well, instead of having to always see the young girl who's always speaking up.
Yeah. Well, I thought this, because this, you know, I do advocacy, is that a word?
Yeah, it's a word.
I'm not sure, anyway. But I do that kind of stuff. And then I also do acting, and I also do modeling, and I also do gymnastics. Like, I do so many things, but right now what a lot of people are seeing is just me being an advocate. And I'm a little nervous, but I can't wait for people to see first day and go, oh, she's like an option. She's also an actress. She, you know, I don't want people to just see one side of me. And that was important to me.
It must be really hard. It's one of the things as well, even when we were talking about you coming and being on the show, in none of our social media did I say transgender actress, because you're just an actress. That's just who you are. This is your first role, and it's really, really exciting. And it's an important role, and it's something that speaks to you on a level. But one of the things that I think is great is having a young transgender person play a transgender role. We need to see more of that.
Yeah, I know. It's definitely really important. You know, a lot of people will watch a TV series and they'll go, I really like that. I really enjoy that. That has given something to me that has affected me in a good way. And a lot of people watch TV. I mean, especially now that we're
stuck at home.
Lockdown. But I know we're stuck at home. So what else are we going to do? I've been binge eating, but besides that, we've got people that are watching TV and there's no real diversity in this. And that's why I think it's so important to have more trans roles, have more LGBT roles, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I am so pumped to watch First Day starting on Monday at 4:30. It's something that the whole family can watch together and to experience Hannah's first day at school. It's a four-part series. What would you like to tell our listeners about what they can expect from the first episode, do you reckon?
I mean, there's a lot that happens. I really want people to sit down and I want them to laugh and I want them to enjoy it and I want them to take it in.
That was my chat with Evie McDonald, the star of First Day, which kicked off next week on Monday at 4:30 p.m. on ABC Me. It's a great show, a four-part series, in fact, about a young girl's first day at high school. And it's the first day that she's stepping into high school as a transgender woman and what that's like for her and the concerns and fears that she has and what it's like making friends and building her life. And it's really wonderful that we get to see that, don't you think, Robbie?
Yeah, absolutely. Evie sounds just like an absolute delight. And I just think this series is going to be sensational. I really, really cannot wait to catch it on Monday. Can I also say I very heavily relate with Evie saying that she's been spending quite a lot of time just eating during isolation. It is my absolute favourite going to quarantine activity.
Look, this is my chance to finally get 3 square meals a day. One thing I do want to also say is that this kicks off on Monday on March 3rd. 30th, sorry. But March 31st is Transgender Day of Visibility. So it's really important. We were going to be doing the Trans March for Visibility this week, weekend. But it's really important now that we create more spaces for our trans community to be out, loud and proud, seen and heard, even if we are in isolation.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's take that visibility online, because we have an even stronger ability to shine lights on things online. We can circulate things quickly. We can get the word out there. So without sadly being able to have the march, let's at least put in the hard yards and support our brothers and sisters and others.
We have to keep being out loud and proud, and that's one thing that we're going to keep doing here every Wednesday with Mad Wednesday and all the time here at Joy.
Absolutely. If you want to send us a little bit of love, 0427JOY949, or you can email on air at joy.org.au. Let us know if you're seeing any beautiful things come out of this. Our community's been rallying together really beautifully. I think we're really seeing a turning point in support and love flooding the community, and we'd love to hear all about it.
We would. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.